Winds out of the south at 9. Next news, 10, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to After Hours. Initially, this show was going to be canceled to have a special Cubs broadcast post-game kind of thing. That's not starting till 10. That's when I'll be gone. So it is my great pleasure to have on, so I can talk about this upcoming show of his, my old friend, Ray Hanania. Ray, how are you? Ray?
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
I'm good. I mean, I'm so glad we could do this. Initially, it was like, no, Rick, you won't have a show. I said, yeah, but Ray has this comedy show coming up. Ray Hanania is a name that is obviously familiar to many of you from bylines, from his radio work. Ray, what are you doing now?
Running from the FBI. I got drones circling my house right now looking for the signal for the radio show. So I'm hiding. You know, I still do a lot of writing. You know, I kind of left journalism kind of against my will a little bit in the 90s. I really didn't want to leave, but
You were not alone, my friend. I mean,
I've been in your jet stream for years.
We could start a couple of pretty good papers with all the people who have left journalism,
yeah,
not by their own will. But you still do an awful lot of writing, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I write for some of the community papers, like the Regional News, the Payless Reporter, the Southwest News Herald. So every week I try to write, you know, a little humor, a little serious stuff. I try to stay away from the serious stuff. But then I write about Middle East issues for Al Jazeera, for Creator Syndicate, you know, a couple papers in the Middle East. So I just love to write. It's fun.
I know. And you were always, I mean, you remain a terrific reporter. And the other thing about you.
You're a good guy to say that.
I know, but you also remain, and I think this is your... one of your hallmarks is you remain interested in life. You remain interested in life as it goes on in Chicago and Chicago suburbs.
Yeah, I love Chicago.
And around the world. You have about, I can't even figure out how many websites you have. I think themediaoasis.com would be a good place to start for someone out there who's listening and go, hey, I like the sound of this.
That's usually where the FBI agents start. So it's better to follow their track. It's themediaoasis.com. But my kid, Aaron, who happens to be Jewish, but you know my wife's Jewish, she still thinks I'm Puerto Rican, so don't
a lot of people
she's
think
not listening to
a lot of people
show.
Think you're Puerto Rican.
If it were true, my life would be a lot easier. He wants to be a writer, and he set up a web page at Aaron411.com. If you get a chance, read his stuff.
Oh, I will indeed. How old is he?
He's 14 years old. He has bar mitzvah last year.
Yeah.
And we actually had Palestinians and Israelis at the bar mitzvah, and Palestinian belly dancers doing debkas, which I don't think any bar mitzvah has ever seen, so... It was unusual. It was fun. Of course, everybody had to get frisked, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You've written about that an awful lot, and I got to think, well, I think, you know, it's not easy getting going through the what you must go through to have a bar mitzvah. So I would think your kid would be way, way too smart to want to get into the journalism business. Because, I want to talk to you for a second. Give me a couple minutes about the changes that, as you have observed them in the business that we call journalism. I think it's depressing.
It is depressing. I mean, you know, I started, I was lucky, and you were lucky. I mean, when you really think about it, we got into journalism when there was real competition. And competition trumps corporate ownership. So even with the businesses owning the newspapers back in the 60s and 70s, because, you know, as a business, the competition kept us at the forefront. And then, you know, I mean, the internet, I have to say, has been good and bad. On the downside, it's kind of pulled the rug out from under the media. On the upside, it's allowed people like me, you know, the media doesn't like me, the majority of the media. You're one of the few guys who's been nice. And Roger Badish. I've known Roger from City Hall for years. We go back a long way. But I used to write 5 stories a day at City Hall.
Yeah.
And you can't help but to become a good writer when you got to write 5 stories a day.
No question. No question.
But today it's like, you know, I don't know. Where do they get their news? I don't see, there's so many great stories out there that I just don't see getting covered. And it's not laziness, it's there are not enough reporters.
I think you've really hit it right, Rahan.
Terrible.
The information is out there. The information
is
out there. Why there is not more information? Why, for instance, Barbara Bird Bennett was not parsed more thoroughly is because, well, you know, the newspaper couldn't afford to send someone up to Detroit to do some digging. Don't have the bodies to send someone to Cleveland to see what's going on out there. I think that's a huge, huge part of the problem. And
another part is the pressure of, you know, the threat of lawsuits.
Yep.
As you have less competition, the lawyers and the lawsuits become more threatening against us.
Yeah.
So if you really want to get into that story, you have to start thinking about, I'm the only person out there writing the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an easy target. I'll get beat up. Somebody will call the boss. Some business is going to be upset. Some advertiser. Instead, in the old days when you and I were, you know, you're a little older than me, but not much. I think you got into journalism about 6 years before me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 70s, you'd write a story, and three other big newspapers would write the story, too.
That's right. You look at a guy, and before we get, and I'll end it here, and then we'll take a break. But you look at a guy like John Conroy, who wrote for The Reader over and over and over again about, you know, John Burge. Until he was all alone in that fight for such a long time.
Right.
And look at the value of that fight. Look what it did. It has gotten innocent people out of prison. And that, I think, is kind of the thing that drew guys like us to this business in the first place, Ray Hanania.
Yeah, it was a Watergate scandal that I watched every day while waiting to get shipped, you know, I never made it to Vietnam, but I served during the Vietnam War at the end.
Yeah.
And while waiting to put on the uniform and go into that, it was in that era. I just remember sitting there watching TV saying, you know, I know my mom was upset. She wanted me to be a doctor or a grocery store owner.
It's a flip a coin kind of thing. I'm glad you got into journalism, Ray Hanania. And you're also into comedy, I think. It was around after 9/11, I think, when you decided to get another kind of career. And we will talk about where that career has gone, because it is coming October 24th. To the Holy Cross Catholic Church in Deerfield, and we'll talk about that. And I think, you know, just in the talks we had, we were at a party not long ago together, and you were telling me, you have very interesting theories, and I think sound theories about the healing power of comedy. We'll be right back with Ray Hanania.
Hi.
Welcome back. Ray Hanania, who has had a varied, varied career. Mostly, to my mind, he will ever be and continues to be a journalist. He's also a comedian, a comic. Ray, before I get to your show that you're having with Aaron Freeman, Aaron Freeman, who is a Jewish comic, you're having a Muslim comic, and you're the Christian element of this, next Sunday at 7 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church at 724 Elder Lane in Deerfield. Roger Badish is sitting across from me.
I love Roger.
Hey, Ray, how are
you? Fun. How you doing, Roger?
Doing great, boy.
You know, Mrs. Sadat came to City Hall one time.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
He was the only reporter who was invited, so he asked me for a few words in Arabic, which is a big mistake on his part. And I think I taught him every swear word I could think of in Arabic.
You did.
Greater.
You did.
They didn't shoot him.
Well, I knew well enough to use any of those, because unbeknownst...
You knew enough not to trust me.
Well, no, I did trust you because, you know, I was one of the newest ones into the mayor's press room, or press room there, the City Hall press room.
Yep.
Because all you guys had been there for years and were well established. And here comes this young kid, wet behind the ears, working for this FM radio station that pretended to do news And I guess Mayor Byrne kind of took a fancy to me, and so after you told me all those words and everything.
She loves men with beards, Roger.
I think so. I went into the other room, the radio room, while everyone was still in the print media room, and I overheard you guys hilariously cracking up about what you had told me to say. So I knew not to say anything. But we had a blast over there, didn't
we?
Well, you're both talking about a generation of us could are the good old days, and they really were good old days.
Yeah, they were. And that, a lot of hard news reporters who beat the street because that was our job, because we lived for it. And now you wouldn't be able to fill up that radio room with the reporters out on the street nowadays.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right. You're right.
And it's unfortunately the citizenship of Chicago is at a loss for that.
No question.
You just don't have
about that.
Yeah. And it's, I'm sorry to see those days go. But I'm so happy. I follow you on Facebook and Twitter, and I love your stuff. And I'm just so happy that you're doing all this, the comedy stuff and your writings, and God bless you.
That's great, no, Roger. Thanks for coming in to do
my pleasure.
That.
Thank you.
It's always good to
Roger.
See you. Now, Ray, you do have this wonderful theory that one of the overriding factors that pull us apart in this world is fear of the unknown and fear of differences. That's why you put this Muslim, Christian, Jewish comic thing together for next Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been doing it since September 11th, and I started, it's not like I needed another career.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just don't need more responsibility, but there are not a lot of Arabs in communications. And at the time, there really were only a handful of Arab comedians in the United States. So I did it because some lady, right after September 11th, honestly, she came up to me and she said to me, after I'd given a speech, my mother is from Bethlehem.
Right.
Which means Jesus basically is my cousin. But I had given a speech, and I talked to her, and I said, she came up and said to me, "I can't believe you abandoned your Christian faith to become an Arab." And I looked at her, and I'm figuring, how do you respond to that? What do you say to somebody?
Exactly.
So I just started making jokes, and next thing I know, she's laughing. She went from anger and hate. I mean, really, she didn't say that like, she was trying to be nice. She was angry.
Now, I know Aaron's work. I've known Aaron, and many people listening.
He's phenomenal.
I've known Aaron's work for 30 years around this town.
Yeah,
who's this other comic you guys are with?
Arif Chowdhury is a Pakistani Muslim. I met him years ago after September 11th. We were all in detention together. And and he got into comedy. And I have to tell you, he fits the stereotype more than me. Today, honestly, it's like Christian, Arab, he's American. They don't want to hear the comedy from me. The only thing I got going is my wife is Jewish and I'm Palestinian.
And your son is Jewish.
And my son is Jewish, so I work my son in and my wife into the comedy, and I try to focus on that because I just want to show people that Arabs and Jews, despite all the problems, we can get together.
Yeah, I think that is such a, but the whole point of it too, Ray, is you're getting together to share laughter and to break down certain misconceptions and preconceptions and nonsense conceptions. What does an audience feel when they walk out of your show?
Listen, we did an audience in Toronto of 2,400 people.
Oh, my.
And, they all come there apprehensive. Every show is like that. People come there apprehensive.
Sure.
We did 30 shows in Israel and in East Jerusalem for Palestinians and Israelis, Houston. They come in apprehensive. But one of the things that I always say is, if you can laugh together, you can live together. And after the show, it's amazing to see Israelis, Jews, Palestinians, and Arabs actually come together. Not just, you get a lot of Jews and Muslims that come together, but as long as they're not Palestinian, we don't, we really don't seem to come together enough. But just watching them talk, because we don't do enough of that anymore. It's different today.
Wow.
It's gotten so much worse.
Well, and the other thing about it, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, knowing two of these performers very, very well, Ray Anania, who's on the radio right now, and Aaron Freeman, who's had about a dozen radio shows and is one of the brightest people to ever perform in this area, and this other a Muslim character, friend of Ray's and Aaron's, I guarantee you that it's not just, you know, if you can laugh and be at something that is also thought-provoking and is something, I don't want to make this sound Deepak Chopra all, but is also...
I did comedy for him
is also
Puerto Rico.
You've done... Ray Hanania has done everything.
Listen, he's one of your advertisers, the FBI Citizens Advisory Group. I'm on their board. I was one of their first recruits.
He's got a long relationship with Roger Badish. He's had a long relationship with me. He's one of the bright lights of the... I'm just going to call it one of the bright lights of the creative scene in Chicago. Ray, knock him dead at this thing. Let me know personally how it is. It's 7 p.m. next Sunday at Holy Cross Catholic Church, which is at 724 Elder Lane in Deerfield. Here is a number, ladies and gentlemen, for you to write down. Dan will post it on the show's site. 847-945-6512. Ray, I hope to see you soon.
Yep. Thanks,
knock,
man.
Knock
you
him
guys,
dead, pal.
You guys have a great night, and thank you
knock
for having me on.
My night is over in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey.